Good morning. 6:57, Friday, July 17th, 2026. Here on it's a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Thought it was clear, but there's just a few puffy clouds off towards the west and southwest, just 4, 5, 6 maybe. Some kind of atmospheric instability. An experiment day. I'm working on the theory that the reason it stopped recording is because of the battery setting on the app. So I'm going to tuck the phone safely in a pocket and walk just like I expect it to be recording when I get back. And we'll see how it works. It is warm. It's a little... Well, sunrise was at 5:40. Or so it's a little more than an hour after sunrise. Sun's not up very high. The air is still pretty cool in the shade. It's quite summery, quite lovely. I wish I had some of this warmth come winter, but 'tis the way, isn't it? I'm glad we don't have this heat all the time. We're going to have it for the next, probably the next 2 months, August and September. We still have half of July to go. I baked bread yesterday. Last night, 8 o'clock. The day had started to cool down. It was down to 98 outside. And I really did not want to run the oven at 8 o'clock at night. But I started some spud water bread, testing my starters, testing to see if I really understood what the starters were doing. And so I started a loaf of bread at like 3:30 in the afternoon, which was really too late for same day bake and too early for next day bake. I did it anyway because the starter was rich and foamy and active, so I took it. And the 78 degree kitchen inside, it was close. It was 101, I think, outside. The 78 degree kitchen just sort of jump started everything. Very silky dough, very smooth, very nice.
Morning.
Lady doing a little speed walking in the bike lane. You go, girl. I'm doing old man shuffle this morning. I don't care. Fiddling with the phone. I need to close that app. Still recording. All right. So yeah, the heat in the kitchen made the spud waters take off. Very silky dough. It was a little tall on hydration. I'm doing a lot of guesswork on this because the spud water is not straight water. The potato water has, not surprisingly, potato in it. And some of them weren't exactly mashed potatoes. I pulled a couple of clumps out while I was working the dough. And mashed a couple of others into the dough. So, yeah, it was an interesting texture. It was not the usual. Of course, it was all King Arthur bread flour. I didn't put any whole wheat in it. That'll come later. I got to experiment and see how much whole wheat I can put in it. Also had to add some sugar. I put in equal parts sugar and salt to give the yeast just a little bit extra oomph. Grams of each on 500 grams of flour. So what is that, 2% or something? Yeah, 1%, 1.5 grams. And it worked. It worked. It baked up nice. It came up. I put it in the oven at 8:30. Got it out by 9:20. 9:10, something like that. Good solid bake. Good solid bake. It did not give me the firm crust I usually get. Did not give me any crackle. But it gave me a nice loaf. I had it for breakfast. Just a little bit of extra tang to it. Nothing objectionable, which with my taste buds and sourdough is a big concern. And so I've got the next starter going. I cleaned out the jar. I used almost all of it in this loaf of one loaf of bread. And I cleaned out the jar. I do my starter culturing in a weck jar. W-E-C-K. It's a canning jar with a really wide mouth and a flat glass top that works wonderfully for making sourdough starters. It comes with clips so that you could actually like put a rubber thing in there and clip the top on and vacuum seal it, etc. But it works great for cultures because you can get your whole hand in there and get it all cleaned out. So I cleaned out the dish, I cleaned out the jar, and I start a new one. And I'm starting a new culture. I ordered some potato flakes. Now, I had to order them. I might have been able to get them at Sprouts. I didn't think of that. It's a Sprouts not too far from here, but outside my normal perimeter. But I ordered some potato flakes. And I started the next one with potato flakes, some water that had been boiled for tea, but had cooled off. And then inoculated it from my second starter. So I gave it a little shot of spud water that was already carrying the yeast that I wanted. I run two jars. Case I had neglected to mention that, and in fact is pertinent. But the two jars let me do things like empty one and then inoculate a new starter right off the bat. I noticed this morning the new starter already has like a quarter inch of foam on it. It's none of this 2 or 3 day waiting thing. It's already foamed up. So I need to keep feeding it. And I'm gonna see if I can feed it just potato flakes. Or maybe potato flakes one day and a teaspoonful of sugar the next day or something. But I was really pleased. I got up this morning and looked at that starter and it's like, oh, holy crap, it's already starting. So yeah, good day, off to a good start. Get this walk in before it gets really beastly hot. It's supposed to be over 100 today. I don't think I have to go out today. The day has a habit of contradicting my expectations on a regular basis, so perhaps I'm kidding myself, but we'll see. Once I get back, I need to do a little maintenance on No Man's Sky. I forgot to log in last night and set up my frigates to do their thing. I want to settle my settlements. Then I'm going to get in and deal with Roger. I need to spend a little quality time with Roger. Come on, I'm going to get ready. Say it with me. I'm going to post. I got too many ideas, and they keep shuffling in my head. A whole deck of cards of ideas, and they keep shuffling around and shuffling around and shuffling around. And every time I think about it, I think, oh, that would be cool. Think about it a little more, think about it a little more. Oh, that would be really cool. A few days ago, I finally figured out what the ending really is going to look like. And I need to get there. And I need to get there in a way that feels natural, that feels right. Am I going to meet this lady beside the Beamer? Probably. Friendly face. Good morning. She smells like Febreze. I probably smell like sweat. But I kept choking on this one point, and I know I couldn't figure out why. I could not figure out what the hell. I should have realized, because I knew once upon a time when this happens, it means I'm doing the wrong thing. That means I'm standing in the way of a story that's trying to unfold on the page. I should have known. More. I think I did know. That's why I stopped. That's why I started backing up. I just haven't figured out how to start up again. I think I know now. So I'm reading The Next Hidden Class. I've been fighting it. Cassiopeia, and his several Hidden Class series. I've liked every one of them, but I drew the line at Card Slinger. It's like, really? Magic the Gathering? I don't know that I have a feel for, in fact, I know I don't have a feel for card games. And I could not imagine how this would work in the context of RPG, where you have to be transported to another world in order to level up, because card games are basically table games. And Fear does an interesting thing with it. He puts the table game inside an MMORPG. And I'm thinking, okay, let's see where this goes. I'm halfway through book one, and I still, it's like, yeah, I don't. I don't know about card games. I don't know about card games. And all the mechanics involved in offense and defense and merging cards and discards and all the rest. Part of it is I don't know enough about basic card game mechanics to really say, oh. But I'm enjoying this guy's, and because he's a card slinger, his name is Deckard. An A-list card player for a game that has seen its heyday and is now on its way out. Invited in as a celebrity for a startup, this new startup, TerraCore. Astro Terra, I guess it is. Anyway, so I'm halfway through the first book, and I'm going, okay, this isn't bad. This isn't bad. This is interesting. Good morning, Poppy. Three blossoms this morning. Who is out there? Is it enough to get me started to playing one of these games? I don't know. I don't even know how I would start. I have plenty of games. I have plenty of games. No Man's Sky may be running. May have run its course, or maybe close to it. I have the two saves going side by side. I log in and do the big save, just long enough to give my settlers a shot. And send out my frigates once a day. I forgot last night, so it didn't. I'm going to be playing catch up with the frigates all day today. That's all right. I don't. Usually I log in the morning and log them all back in again because I start them out in the evening, and by morning they're all done for the day. So I'll have some stuff going on today. That's fun. That's cool. Oh, shit. I'm almost back. I forgot to check. Am I still recording? I am. Good morning. Lady head down with a little dog too. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. The recording is still going. It's the point where I say tomorrow's another day. But it's a 3-day. The day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.